As I understand, some I listened to the shurim on the internet. I'm going to go over the Ikar Dvarim for this chabura. The topic of the shir was, or is, the status of a mefarcheses in halacha. When you check the animal, so the animal changes its status. It was chaya, and then it becomes a mefarcheses. The question is, what is the halachic status of a mefarcheses? Shecht rov shtei simanim in behema, animal may be moving. Is the animal considered to be dead al pidin, or is the animal considered to be alive? We're going to see that there might be a chiluk as we made between whether or not it was a kosher shchita of a kosher animal, Yisrael b'ksheira, or it was Yisrael b'tmeya, if you shecht a pig, or a goy shechts a cow, akum b'tahora. We'll see some of the chilukim in a few minutes. So let's start with a regular shechita. A Jew takes a knife and shechts a cow. Yisrael b'tahora, what's the din? So the Gemara in Gittin of Ayinu Bay speaks about the status of a person after shechita simanim. Shechman al-Tzlan, a person had their simanim cut, is that person considered alive or dead al pidin? The Gemara says, Gittin the fine of Bays, Amr Vihud Amr Shmuel, Shachab Vashnaim, or of Shnaim, Ramaz, the Amr Kos, who get Yishti Hari Elu Yichtiv of Yitnu. So a person who was in the situation who had Rove his Simonim cut, he wants to give a get to his wife, presumably to save her from having to do Yivum. So the Lacha is, this person is considered to be alive and the get goes through. Ask the Gemara, if you see such a person who can be made in Bezdin that he died in order to matter his wife to remarry. We can testify in court to allow this man's wife to get remarried, with whom he's dead. So, is he alive or is he dead? And our answer is, Chayu v'sof alamus. No. This person, halachically, is considered alive, and therefore he can save it to the guy who should get his wife. But at the same time, Adim, who saw him in this situation, can testify that he will die, because such a person will die of his injury. It's a fatal wound. It's interesting, the Ritva there in Kitzin actually points out that theoretically this person can really live. The Ritva writes, Shachap Shnaim Same Biyadon. This person could really be healed. Just that usually the ruach causes his death. He says, "Ilav zika fideluhus satmeri v'chayi." If it had not been for the wind, we would have been able to heal him. Avagav efshar ruach v'malat like isahasam. Efshar v'beis the shisha to the nirusavuch. If it was the ideal conditions, today probably in a hospital you can save such an individual. So again, the halacha is a person who has shtei simanim kat is still halachically alive. The Rishba points out that really you can even save him theoretically. Maybe today even practically. So the question is, when you have an animal that shechted, is that animal also considered to be alive? Or it's just that the animal, quote-unquote, shchuta? Or do we say, no, the animal, al pidin, is considered to be dead? Shchita causes death, halachic death, of the animal. Right? The question of halachic death is, of course, very important in our day and age for organ donation, etc. Usually it's a question, you know, in terms of human being, heart's beating, is brain dead, is that death, is that not death? Here's the question in Lomdus, in how you understand Shechita. Is Shechita, the Shechita of a kosher animal, cause quote-unquote death of the animal, or not? And here we have the Gemara Chul Neflam and Aleph discuss this question explicitly. The Gemara says, Shachab HaShnayim or HaShnayim, an animal that has had its simanim cut is kechaya lechol devereh. So it seems to be pretty explicit, black and white. The animal is still alive. But many Rishonim limit this Gemara. According to many Rishonim, this Gemara is talking about a shechit of a mintame. Right, if you take a pig and you shecht a pig, so then it's kechayah lechol devereh, or shechita psula. Right, but if you did a shechita ksheira, you took a knife and you shechted the animal halachically, So then, many Rishonim hold the animal is considered to be dead, al pi din. So for example, the Ritva in Chulin Daf Pedalin Amud Aleph, the Maskel Ba'inan, quotes B'Shem Atosus, B'Shita Sarach, Ritva Damin Mishacha B'Shnayim V'Chulei, Eino Eli Yisrael B'Tmei, it's only if a Jew shechted a pig, or Nochri B'Tahora, or if a Goy shechted a cow, T'lav Tar Shchitei, Aval, says the Ritva, B'Yisrael B'Tahora, the Vitar Shchita Hi, Mikimen Shashacha B'Shchita Simonim, So the Rishva tells us, Shem Tosus, Shem Arach, that Amachik Shchita, his lashon is Chashiva Kemesa. It makes the animal, Al Pidin, into a Mesa. But this seems to be what Chazal have shown. Let's discuss some nafkaminas to flesh out these issues. Again, the question is, when you have a Yisrael b'tahora, a Jew shechs the cow, do we consider the cow to be halachically dead? Or do we say, no, the animal is quote-unquote shchuta, but the animal is still chai, it's still alive. First nafkamina. Is there an iser of eva min achai after the shchita? So the Gemara says exclusively chul naflam gilu and aleph, that after a kosher shchita of a kosher animal, the animal is no longer eva min achai. Yisrael v'shchita talia mils. The came in the ika shchita ma'alisa ishri lehu. There's the answer of Eva Menachai is mufka or has a minchal, depending on whether or not behema b'chaya the levarim omedes. But that, there's no longer an answer of Eva Menachai. So this halacha implies lechora that the animal is quote unquote dead, right? There's no more Eva Menachai because the shchita effectively quote unquote killed the animal. But you can understand this halacha of no eva min achai in a different way. The Ramban in Chul Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Aveis says, according to the Maskana of the Gemara there, in part, Yotzim Echal Chaya, Gabi eva min achai, Chiyus Gomor Beina, Nechziv, Basar Ben Afsho, Chal Mesu Laba, Vekevim Shalom Chus Chalab Misa, Ein Sof Alam Tamet Tumas Chamur, etc. So the Ramban claims that to be in violation of Israel Menachai, you need quote unquote Chiyus Gomor. So it's possible that really an animal that's shechted is not Mesa. It's not completely dead. But on some level, Chiyus Gomor has been taken away. It's not completely alive either. The Raman there, as we're going to see soon, is talking about a case where a Yisrael shechts a non kosher animal, a Jew shechts a pig. But the way he speaks, it sounds like it's a general understanding of the Isra Eva Menachai. Eva Menachai requires Chiyus Gomor. So, if we make that assumption, the Raman says holds true for Yisrael B'Tahora as well, we can suggest that the fact that the Isra Eva Menachai is Nifka through Shchita doesn't prove effectively that Shchita, quote unquote, kills the animal. It's possible that Shchita doesn't kill the animal. The animal is still partially alive. It just loses its status of Chiyus Gomor. And as such, the Isra Eva Menachai is Mufka. The Tiferes Yaakov there in Chulin Kuf Chaf Aleph Obeys in Raskil Mao Shatatil writes explicitly. He says the Vadil Olam Chaya Hi, even after Shchita, the animal is Chaya. Rak B'Tahora, there's a cost of the Shchita and Teres Asa B'Achilo Mafkiya Isra Eva Menachai. Even in the Tahora, even in Yisrael B'Tahora, it's just like there's a cost of the Shchita and Mafkiya the Isra Eva Menachai. And he continues, there's the Pshita Dein Heter Achilo Mashpila Mesa. In fact, if you eat it, doesn't mean that it's quote unquote Mesa. Second half of me is the question of Eva Menachai for Ben Noach. You mentioned the Gemara says in Chulin Lam Gimel and Aleph that a Yisrael is allowed to eat from an animal, or we'll see soon, you might not be allowed to eat it, but there's no Israel from an Achai for Yisrael after Shchita. There's no Israel from an Achai for Yisrael after a Shchita Kshera, on a Min Tahar. What about for a Goy? If a Jew shechs a cow, can a Goy eat from that meat immediately while the animal is still in Farcheses? Is there an Eveser Eve Menachai for the Goy? So the Gemara says that it's actually Macholkas and Gemara Lamgil and Aleph. According to Rachel Yaakov, Shchita is Matir for Yisrael, but Ben Noach is Muzer, Ben Noach is Muzer not to eat him for Cheset Shchuta. Over the Chavim says the Gemara, the Benachira Sagi Lehu, Vemisa Tali Melsa, Hanik Eve Menachai Dam. And then the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara quotes Rapapu, who says that no, Miga Midi, the Yisrael Shari, Over the Chavim, Aser, how can it be that a Jew's Aser and a Goy is Mutter? Obviously, how can it be that a Yisrael is mutter and Klai is aser, right? Kedusha chamura, kedusha kala. According to Rav Papa, it's impossible that the Goy would be aser if the Jew is mutter. Rather, it's, if it's mutter for the Jew, it's mutter for the Goy as well. And there's actually a Mahalakot HaRishonim had a paskin in this case. The Pashas of the Gemara sounds like it's mutter for everybody. Mikamidi. But the Rambam, Mahalakot Malachim, in fact, has Lachi Beis paskins that have been Noach is also from Vachesa Shchuta. He writes, Hashochet es Beheima, Afilu Shachar Bashnei Simanim, Kol Zman Shim Vachesa, Eiver Uposa, Raporshim Yimena, Asur Levani Noach, Mish Eiver Menachai. And the Rashba there in Chulam Am Gibel quotes the Rambam and he asks on him, he says, look, it's against the Maschanes Sosugia, we have this call of Mi'ikamidi, which allows the Benoach to eat the meat of a Shchuta even while it's Vachesa. So Chari can be told this question on a Chakira. If we assume that Shechita just matters the animal of Achila, but it doesn't make it, quote-unquote, Mesa, so it makes sense to say that if a Noach would still be Osir, right? The animal is, quote-unquote, still alive. It's just there's the head of Achila. So maybe for a Noach, we can say like the Rambam, that either the mice, like the Rambam, or theoretically, like some of the other Shonim, had not been for the din of Mikamidi, we would say that we also for a guy to eat of the Hema Shkutim Vachesis. If we assume that the animal's mom is dead, so then it's harder to say that a guy would be Aser Vachesis. The animal's dead. Unless you say that maybe the definition of a death for a guy is different. We have precedence for this. We know that Jews are Aser and Rasicha, and Goyim are Aser and Rasicha. It's one of the Shema Mitzvahs. And yet, how you define Rasicha could be different for a Jew and for a guy. For example, the Isser of Hapalas Ubarim. Killing a fetus, an abortion, is an Isser. Now, for a goy is Nerag on that. So it's Isser Tzicha Mamish. For a Jew, it's a big machlokas Achronim. Some Achronim assume that Taki is Isser Tzicha, just there's no Chi of Misa, of Moshe. Well, others think it's Isser Chabalah, it's Isser Shchasazera, it's not necessarily Isser, a full fledged Isser Tzicha. So, the example of defining Rasicha for a Benoach and for Yisrael in different ways. So, it's possible here too to say the Taka for Yisrael, Shechita, Mamish kills the animal. It's Mamish dead. For a Benoach, Shechita doesn't kill the animal. But I think it's more obvious to say not like that. Third nafkamin. We know, the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, based on the pasuk in Vayikra, in Perek Yates, that says, Losochol Adam, there's an iser to eat meat of Vachetz. Even though there's no more Eveir Menachai after the Shechita, the animal is moving around, so Vachetz, Losochol Adam, you can't eat. When the neshama is still an animal, the Gemara says, "Tani v'nayim le'ochel me'behema kodem shetetei nafsha shivlo sase." I didn't think much. Kodem shetetei nafsha, nefesh is still there, it's alive. So alone with losochel adam. So what's the nature of this iser of losochel adam? The Gemara learns from this din of losochel adam many different halachas. So it's possible that this din of losochel adam is connected to the fact the animal is still alive, right? The lashon of the Gemara is kodesh shetetze nafsha, still partially alive. The Menachas Chinuch sounds like that. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Memachas Os Hey, right? There's a connection between Eivim Menachai and losochel adam. Right? He says that the reason the iser of losochel adam doesn't apply to chagavim is because there's no Eivim Menachai by chagavim. So he seems to be assuming that there's some type of connection between these halachas. Right, at the beginning he says that maybe it's only if you assume that this din of losochel adam is a din derabanan, like Rashi in Chulin Chuf Chaf Aleph and Aleph. But if you look like the Rambam, Hilchas Shechita, Perek Aleph and Halacha Beis, it's a din deraisa, so maybe they wouldn't have this connection. In the end he says it's not true, even for the Rambam, it's important to focus, it's a din of losochel adam, din deraisa, derabanan. But the Mishnah says from Maskana, he thinks either way, it's connected to Eivim Menachai, And if there's no Eifer Menachavim Chagavim, so there's no Yisr of Lasoch Al Adam if a person would eat Chagavim Chayim. So this idea of the Minchas Chinuch, as the Chinuch says, that there's no Lasoch Al Adam, I mean him Tmeim. Shenishkatu, since we pass and there's no Eifer Menachavim, I mean him Tmeim. So too, there's also no Yisrael Sochel Adam, I mean it to him. Again, he's connecting it to Eifer Menachai in a number of ways. So, one understanding of this halacha, Sochel Adam, is that it's connected to the fact the animal is still alive, partially alive. The other way of understanding this halacha is that it's independent of the Chinuch writes that all these dinim learned in the Gemara Sanhedrin are connected to eating, right? The Isra of Bensura More, which of course is the Isra of the child who steals to eat, the Isra of eating from a korban called Shizrikas Adam, the Isra for Dayanim to eat before they pass in the Nefashos, right? They're all connected to Achila. The Chinuch writes, Mishash Mitzvah, Lefisha Rof, Achatos, Shnei Adam, Yatsu, people eat a lot, then they'll come to rebel in their emotional. Person eats, then he'll do a certain averus. The Gemara learns other things. The Gemara Bracha says that you shouldn't eat before davening based on this puzzle. The Gemara says that the inuvarian a little bit bezdin. You don't give the family members a sudas havra after. Their loved one was killed in Beis Din. All connected to Achila. So, again, this could be Talia Nachakira. If the Behema Shchuta, Beis Mefacheses, is considered Mesa, so it's probably not connected to Eifer Menachai. The animal's Mesa. Whereas if you assume that Shchita makes the animal quote unquote Shchuta, but it's still not necessarily Mesa, then it's possible to say that the animal is somehow partially alive, and therefore the Isra of Eivor Menachai, this Isra of Losaf Adam, is connected to the Isra of Eivor Menachai, like the Michas Chinuch assumes. Right? It's not necessarily Mukhrach, right? Even if the behemoth is dead, you could say that it's somehow connected to Eivor Menachai, it's a Harchav of the Isra of Menachai, but I think the Pashas is like I said a second ago. Another nafkamin. The Isra Raviyah, right? A person, Olenu, is Baal Behema, is Chayv Misa. So what's the din if a person is Baal Behema, L'achar Shenishchetu Simanea? Behema is a Fachetes, Zerachi of Misa in such a case. Ram Hezachot Sur Raviyah, Perek Aleph Al Chayibes Paskins, that if a person would have Bia with an Eva that's dead, right? The woman or the animal would be dead, there's no Isra Bia. You're not chayav in such a bia, but if you're baal behema fachetz shechayav, this person shechs the animal, lo leinu, and then it's baal behema you're chayav. Fasten the following: aval baal erev ben arayis v'himesa patur mikol. Aval treifa sheshachal behema treifa chayav. Chayav af lishasof lamos v'chol yizeh. Afilu shachal b'shnei simanin v'adayinim fachetzes. Haba olea chayav ad shetamos. The Rambam paskins. Haba al hamefacheses is chayev misa. Question is, why is this so? So the Pashas of the Rambam, it sounds like hamefacheses is chayev, right? The Rambam says haba lea chayev ad shetamos. Sounds like the animal is still considered to be halachically alive, even though it's hamefacheses. The Rambam is talking about a Yisrael b'ksheira. He doesn't say otherwise. Even if you sell a share, the animal is considered halachically alive. If you look at the Rashash and Chulin, Kuf Chafal from Beis, the Rashash explains the chiyuv here is because of the Hana. So the special din, Surei Bia, are connected to the Hana. And just like a Bia is Trefaz Hana, so the animal has Chamimus, it's considered Hana, and therefore one is Chayiv on such a Bia. So according to this, you can say the animal is Taka Dead. Animal is Mamish Mugdar as a Meis Al Pi Din. And you're still Chayiv, because there's Hana in this piece. So we did so far was discussed the classic case of Yisrael B'Tahora, a Jew shechts a kosher animal, wanted to know whether or not the animal al pidin is considered to be mesa at this point, or is an animal considered to be chaya? It's just an animal shchuta. While it's mecheses, it's still chaya. And we raised four nafkaminos for this question. Firstly, the question of why the animal is no longer aser be'evim nechai for Yisrael. We have the question of whether or not the animal is or isn't aser be'evim nechai for Ben Noach. The nature of the iser of Lesocha Adam. And finally, the question of Revia, why is one chayev if a person, Lo'aleinu, would have beer with the animal at this point? Is it because the animal is halakhically alive, like it sounds in the Rambam? Or, no, it's a special halakha of Hana to the chayev of the person through the back door, even though the animal is mace. Now, I'd like to discuss the question of a problematic shechit. So there are a number of cases to be discussed here. First case would be a Yisrael who takes a non-kosher animal and shechs it. Usually think, you know, he shechs a pig, so it's meaningless, right? It's like shechting a pig, it's meaningless. Question is that so? Is there halakha significance to shechting a pig? Or similarly, let's say a goy would shech the kosher animal. A goy would take a knife and shech the animal, kehil chasa, shech the kosher animal. Goy shechs a pig. A Jew shechs a pig or a goy shechs a cow. Third case would be a goy who would shech the pig, right? You have title reyesa. You have a person who's in a barzavicha, and he shechs the animal that's not a barzavicha. What's the halachic status of that shechita? And the fourth question would be a Yisrael who shechted a kosher animal with a psul. You did shehiya, you did one of the psulei shechita. How do we look at the meat of that animal after one of the psulei shechita? So let's discuss the first case first. Yisrael bitameh. This is discussed in the Gemara in Kulin Kuf Chaf Aleph and Beis explicitly. Gemara just wants to know whether or not a Yisrael who shechted a mintame, a Jew shechs a pig, and also Vachas says, is there an iser of Eivim Menachai? So this is the Machlokas in the Gemara, bin Nechizki and Rav Yochanan. It is us animal usher bin Eivim Menachai. So Rav Yochanan says that, yeah, Lav Meisei, there's an iser of Eivim Menachai. According to Chizkiya, though, no, Mesei, the Gemara says in the Havmina, the Machlokas says it's Lav Mesei or it's Mesei. It's very explicit. Machlokas, how do you look at a Yisrael B'tmeya? Is this effectively killed animal, Mesei, like Chizkiya, or is it Lav Mesei, like Rabbi Yochanan? Of course, the Havmina being, well, that it is or Eva Menachai. Now, the Gemara Chulin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, said explicitly that Mefarcheses, Akar Shechita, is Chayel Chol Dvareh. Many Rishonim, as we mentioned, said that's only talking about Apostle Shechita, right? Yisrael B'Tzmeya. But if it's a kosher Shechita, it's considered to be halachically dead. But L'chora Chizkiya argues, Chizkiya holds, that even by Apostle Shechita, Yisrael B'Tzmeya, it's mafkir the Israel from Rechai. It's not Chachar Chol Dvareh like the Gemara in Chulin Daf Lamed. Rather, there's no, it's Meisahi. There's no Israel from Rechai. Now, the Maskana, the Gemara is Chozer Bo. The Gemara says that even Chizkiya assumes that the halacha Chizkiya holds that the Behema isn't Asher Eivim Rechai. It's not because the animal is Mamish Mesa. It's just that it's Yotza Michal Chaya Michal Mesa Lo Basa. It's an interesting Agdara. Rav Yochanan thinks the animal is mamish alive, chaya. Therefore, there is an iser from Nechai. And Chizkiya says, no, there's no iser from Nechai. Why? Because the animal is no longer alive, even though the animal is not yet dead either. It's somehow in limbo. It's yotz mechal chaya, mechal mesa, lovas. There's no iser from Nechai, and yet there's no sumas nevela because the animal didn't really die yet. So the Raman there is a very important explanation. The Raman says, in the Havamina of the Gemara, that the Gemara thought there was an extreme machlokas between Chizkiya and Yochanan, whether it's Mesa or it's not Mesa. So the Raman says, according to Chizkiya, the animal is Mesa, even though it's a Fechesed. But there's no Tumas Nevelos. Why not? Says the Raman. She ain't Tumas Nevelos, Elo Achar Gmar Mesa. Meu Kimish, she's Chilava Mesa, Ina Leivarim. She ain't any Korah Babasa Ben Afshadamu. The Rambam says in the Hamin of the Gemara that Chizkiya holds that the Shechita gets rid of the Isra Eivir Menachai because it's Huskula Misa. Misa began. But there's no Tumas Nevelos because the Misa hasn't finished yet. For Tumas Nevelos, you need complete Misa. Now, according to Maskana, Chizkiya admits that the animal is not really dead. Rather, it's Yotzim Chalchaya V'chalmesu L'vasa. The reason there's no Eifer Menachaya according to Chizkiya is because it's Yotzim Chalchaya. It's no longer alive, but also he admits it's no longer, it's not completely dead either. Says the Ramban, Uparik, the Gemara explains, concludes, Yotzim Chalchaya, the Eifer Menachaya Chiyu Skolar B'inan D'chsiv V'vasa B'nafsha V'chalmesu L'vah, so as I quoted before, the Ramban is telling us the Yisod in Eivir Menachai. Eivir Menachai requires Chiyus Gamur, and therefore even if the animal is not really dead, you're still not Chayv in Eivir Menachai, because the animal is not fully alive. For Eivir Menachai you need Chiyus Gamur, and you don't have Chiyus Gamur once the animal has its Shimanim Shecht. So just to emphasize that the Maskana, Chizkiya holds that there is significance to a Shechita of a Behemoth Tmeya, right? Again, you shach the pig. So you think shachting a pig is totally meaningless. It's not true, right? Chizkiya holds that when you shach the pig, the Shechita causes the animal to lose its status of Chiyus Gomor, and therefore there's no longer an Isser of Eivir Menachai. Now, Lamaskan, the Gemara doesn't pass on like this, because the Gemara passes like Rabbi Yochanan, that this animal is Lav Mesahi, and it's Asher B'Evir Menachai. And the Gemara says that the same halacha will be true in the second case we mentioned, right? If a goy shakted a cow, right? A benoach of the Torah. But it's interesting. If you look at the very end of the Gemara says that even Rav Yochanan, who thinks that there's Eivir Menachai in such a case, right, because the animal is still halachically alive, he admits that in such a case, the animal, the meat is metamei tumas ochel. That if a Jew shechted a pig, so the pig is metamei tumas ochel, or if a goy shechted a cow, the cow is metamei tumas ochel. And similarly, the Gemara says that if the animal swallowed something, right, let's say animal swallowed a ring, and the animal is in an olames. So usually the halacha is that the tara blue isn't nitma, right? The animal is matzil the ring from becoming tamei to tumas olam. It's called tara blue. So the halacha is in this case if the animal swallowed a ring and then the animal was shechted. So we say that no, it's not matzil. Some matzil was inside it from tumas meis. So if the animal was in an olames, the ring inside it would be nitmeis from the meis. So you see that even Yochanan thinks that a shechita psula is not gonna cause the animal to be quote unquote dead because it's Eivir Menachai. Eivir Menachai is still alive. Still, he admits that the shechita psula has some significance, i.e., klapei the din of tumas ochlin and the din of ena matzelis and tara blu. Now, the question is, what is the significance of these halachas? Is this just a technical halacha? Clearly, it's just technical. Really, the animal is totally alive. You're going to think the animal is alive. It's Eivir Menachai. Just the halacha is that Tumas Ochlin would apply. It's not, won't be batel on Tara Balua. Because the Mishnah, if you look in Tumas Ochlin, Perek Beis, halacha Vav, he seems to understand this as a technical halacha. He says, so in Tumas Ochlin, kol she'en yichol lichyos mikri ochel, av lishem achezes, really, the animal's not dead. There's no tumas nevelos. But tumas ochlin is totally in practically whether or not you consider this food. Since it's going to die, since it's going to die, it's not right now it's alive, but since it's going to die, we consider it to be food as a time of tumas ochlin. And similarly, you can explain the halacha of Tara Blua, the fact that it's not Matzil Tara Blua. And a technical halacha, if you look in Halacha Tumas Meis, Perek Chaf, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam passes this, and the Mekevitz and Mishnah on the spot says that it's technical halacha, that because it's Betama Tumas Ochlin, so we don't look at this as an animal, we look at this as a piece of meat. It's a piece of meat, it won't be Matzil on Tara Blua. But you could understand this halacha in a more fundamental way. You could say the fact that there's Tumas Ochlin, the fact that it's not Matzil Tara Blua means that even Rav Yochanan thinks that Shechita on a pig has some ramification. Right? A goy, shucks a cow, the Shechita Kshera, there's something to it. You look at Rashi and Chulin and Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis in the Mishnah, Rashi HaShochet, or Kuf Kafala from Rashi HaShochet. Rashi sounds like this halacha is opening, it's more fundamental. He says that if you take a behema tmeya, and Yisrael does a shechita, we take a behema tohora, and Benoach does a shechita, then you have what quote unquote a shechita ma'al yisa. In contrast to a guy who does shechita on a mintame, where you don't have a shechita ma'al yisa. It sounds like there's a chaloshim shechita in these two cases, Yisrael b'tahora and a guy, Yisrael b'tmei and a guy b'tahora. If you look at the Kovet Shiurim, Chelik Beis, and Kovet Shmuas, and Chulin, Os Beis, he's medayak this in Rashi. And he says that the fact that there's Tumas Ochlin when a Yisrael shechs a pig, so that's significant, right? Because you made in the Ochel. Whereas, says the Rav Chanan, that if you take a Ben Bekua, who doesn't require Shechita, so there was no Maisa Shechita, and therefore the Ben Bekua is not the time of Tumas Ochlin. Right? It's going to be telling the lungs of Ben Bekua when that Ben Bekua doesn't need shechita, or it's as if it's already shachut. But either way, the Rambam writes that there's no tumas ochlin in mekua, because Yisrael b'tmeya, he did a ma'aseh shechita. You shechted a pig, that's a ma'aseh shechita. So therefore, there's tumas ochlin. It's a chalosh shechita. Whereas the mekua that doesn't need shechita, already has shechita, there's no ma'aseh shechita, and therefore the mekua that's walking around isn't a time of tumas ochlin, even though you can eat it without shechita. So what emerges is that even Rav Yochanan admits that there is significant halach significant to a shechita of a behemoth tmeya al de Israel or a shechita of a behemoth tahara al de ben Noach. It makes the animal into ochel. Now the question is, the fact that it makes the animal into ochel, is that, we said, could be purely technical, could be as, you know, a chaloshim shechita. But in terms of the question we raised earlier, we want to know whether or not the animal is considered quote unquote Mesa or quote unquote Chaya. So you could say that the animal is considered quote unquote Chaya, just that the animal is quote unquote Ochel at the same time. But it's also possible that Rav Yochanan is moved to a mixer to Chizkiya, that on some level the animal is Mesa. The fact that it's Ochel proves that it's Mesa. If you look at Kfaraz Yaakov there, in Chulin, Zimraskil Betosfos, and Zimraskil Abaye, he writes the following. He says, "V'tzarech lomar, the shiny behema hatuuna shchita, the chazina netilas chiyusa, he amatir sherei of the chiyusa mua tzagi b'siminecha. Heim the chiyusa meruba tzagi b'sheisimani. Im kein kol shenishchita, kol kach, ad shedugmasa muteres b'achila hari chashuva netilas chiyus. Heim the mail of Thomas Tumas Ochlin. The Tumas Ochlin isn't a technical halacha according to the Tver Yaakov. It's not just a halacha in a chaloshim shechita, but it's a netilas mixas chiyus. The animal is partially dead, al pidi. Came the mystery b'har chachila havi ochel. Cholachom came the einam tamid neveila amal in an atzma chashu b'chaya. So in an atzma, the animal is chaya, but it's netilas chiyus. According to Tver Yaakov, the behema of Vercheses, that even though it's a behema tmeya, Yisrael b'tmeya, Yidru shechs a pig, it's Tamat Tumas Ochlin because there's some Netilas Chiyus. And yet, at the same time, the animal isn't Tamat Tumas Nevelos because in an Atzmas is Tveres Yaakov Chashu B'chaya. Now, to emphasize, the Gemara says over there at the bottom of Kuf Chaf Aleph Beis that all these halachas of Yisrael B'tahara, Yisrael B'tmei, Goy B'tahara, refer only to a case where the Shechita was done properly. But if you did violated one of the Psalei Shechita, you did a Shehiya, etc. So then, there's no Tumas Ochlin. So again, this halacha, for a zaraya, we're talking about a real chalosh shem shchita. It has to be a shchita, and you can't violate any of the chamisha psulei shchita for these halachas of sus ochlin, of eina matzahs of luin, to apply. So we discussed the first two cases, Yisrael v'tameah, v'noach v'tahor. What about a case of v'noach that shechted a tameah? Goy shechted a pig. Is there anything against that at all? So Rashi, that I quoted before in Chulin, says that if a goy shechted a pig, there's no tumas ochlin. He says, O chomim tameah, l'mahani ala machshava v'odam afrachesis, t'lo ashkhan heter v'chavasah. Right? You have two strikes. It's not a bar shechita, it's a guy. And it's not a behema that's a bar shechita. So, guy, the tmeya, isn't the time to us all. There's no significance to the shechita. You need a kosher maisa shechita, and you have to have either a kosher maisa shechita, or you need a kosher maisa shechita, and you have to have either a bar shechita or an animal that's a bas shechita. In case we don't have either, so then there's no chalos shechita at all, and the mehema is not metamet to the zochin. Now the Gemara doesn't actually discuss the fourth case that I raised of a Yisrael that shechted a kosher animal in his navla. The Gemara only discusses the case where Yisrael shechted a tmei animal in his navla. What does it mean when Yisrael shechts a cow in his nistavla? So Rambam held that Sharav is a tumas perek beis lach alaf paskos the following. Chen et harish nifsel b'shchitas abdayin hima v'cheses v'shachar bo echad rov echad ein v'tumas klal asher tumas. Rambam paskins doesn't distinguish even a Yisrael b'tahora if the animal wasn't shechted properly there'd be no tumas ochlin at all. So the first of the Rambam that when you don't have a maisa shchita a kosher maisa shchita it doesn't help you that the Yisrael is shechting. It doesn't help you that he's shechting a kosher animal. It's not a maisa shechita at all because it's a snabla. It was a shehiyah, etc. So this lechora fits well with our suggestion that there's a halachic status to maisa shechita, to a kosher maisa shechita, and you just have to have either Yisrael doing it or a goy doing it on a min tahor. Then there's a mitzvah of maisa shechita, and that maisa shechita halachically, at least according to Beis Yaakov, makes animal partially mesa, and as such, there's dinner of tumas ochlin, there's dinner of tumah, veinam etzalas v'alpluin, etc.